Thank you for calling Bank and Credit. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
Steve. Hi. What you say?
Yeah, the 16-digit reservation code, if you have that.
2311-410-00-549894.
9894?
Yes.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me pull up your file real fast.
All right.
Okay, and what is the name of the company I have here?
Deacon's Underground.
Nathan's Underground?
Deacon's is in dog. D-E-A-K-I-N-S.
Okay.
You've got my name is John Deacon's, which I'm the owner.
Yeah. Okay. Yep, absolutely. I have that right there.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's a good phone number for you, just in case we get disconnected here?
423-421-2318.
Okay. Let me just confirm some of the things I have here on file, and then I can answer any questions.
Okay.
The billing address is 155 Deacons Road, Dunlap, Tennessee, 37327.
Yes, you need to change that to 115.
115.
911, change it.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And do you have a good email for you, John?
I've got a little phone. That's all I got.
Okay, no worries. And how do you structure your company? Is it a LLC? Is it a sole prop incorporation?
It's just self-provided. Self-owned.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, sole prop.
Small one trying to get back together.
I can understand. And how long have you guys been in business?
Do what now?
How long have you guys been in business for?
I've been in business off and on for 40-something years.
Okay. And how long has Deacon's Underground been around?
Deacon's Underground started in 9 months ago.
9 months ago. Okay.
Yeah, got a divorce and she took everything. You know how that goes.
Sure, I understand that. All right, so...
I quit. I got to start over.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, we have many programs available here, so depending on your specific needs, let me know what you're looking to do here so I can point you in the right direction.
What I need to do is I'm needing a truck to pull my gooseneck trailer around, pull my Mini X and my Bobcat. It's what
okay.
I need real bad.
If
you need to put all of it together, that'd be fine, too. I really don't care.
Okay, no worries. How much is the... truck? What kind of truck?
Well, I'm trying to find me one to fit my budget, and I don't want a new one because they want too much money for them, but I'm trying to find a used one, and I found a used one up in Crossville, but I'll have to do a little work on it,
mm-hmm.
and it ain't got no miles on it, but I want a utility bed so I can put all my tools, all my shovels, everything I need, go with me one time without running back and forth, spending a bunch of gas money that I don't need to spend.
Right, I got you. I don't want you. That's sucky.
Yeah,
I've had a couple of customers like this.
And,
yeah.
He wants $15,000 for it, and I need to put $9,000 for the utility bed. And I need to get the axle slid up, ready to go, so they can put it on in 5 weeks. And we're looking at 15, 9, 10, 25, probably $27,000, $28,000.
Okay. So what we could do, we definitely have options there for you. Did you say it takes 5 weeks to put the utility bed on? Is that what you said?
Yes. Yeah, they got to build it.
Okay.
They're so far behind.
Okay, so they have other projects.
I can't picture that, but he said it's a special truck, and I said, well, I understand that. So he said at least 5 weeks to get to bed.
Okay, all right. and it's $9,000 for the bed?
Yes, give or take. You know, it's $89,900 something. It'll bust $9,000 all of Texas.
Okay.
Yes.
And
that ain't a whole lot of money for a truck to do what I want to do. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get as cheap as I can. Sometimes that ain't the best way to go.
Hey, it does. If it's making you money, that's all that matters, right?
That's all that matters, and it will make money.
There you go. Okay, so then this guy, he is a vendor, or is this like
for
the truck?
He's a big, he sells a lot of farm equipment, plateau tractor. It's plateau truck and tractor.
Okay, that's fine.
Tennessee. Yeah, he's a big outfit.
That's fine. As long as you have, like, the vendor. Like, I don't want you, like, going to, like, a vegetable salesman and they're selling a truck, you know, in the back parking lot.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I got to go to CM Truck Bed. And they're out of Oklahoma.
Okay.
Their distributor is in Sparta, which is about an hour drive from here, so I figured that'd be the closest thing, so.
Nice, right on. So what is your business, what do you guys do?
What I do is I put electric lines, PVC pipe in the ground, water lines, footers for houses,
mm-hmm.
Small clearing, spread gravels, backfill walls, move dirt around the house, topsoil, you name it, I do it.
Everything groundwork, I gotcha.
Yes.
Right on.
I'm good at it. That's all I've ever done.
Yeah, you said you've been in business for what, 48 years or something like that? That's very nice.
Yeah, something like that. I started when I was 16. I'm 60.
16? Going on? Look at that, man.
Yeah, and I can't quit.
Can't quit because you love it or can't quit because you don't want to?
Both. Because
right
I'm good at it.
There you go. It's hard to quit something you're good at.
Yep, that's all I know. I mean, that's all I've ever done. And
yeah,
I mean, I've got a job right now working for a big outfit, Jones Brothers, but this job down here close to home is fixing to wind down, so I'm trying to get mine built back up where I can go back on my own and make some real money.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have any jobs lined up, or are you losing out on money?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I've got jobs coming in. I've got about five or six right now ahead of me.
Nice, okay. You're not losing out on jobs, are you, because of this?
Do what now?
You're not losing out on work because you don't have this truck, or are you?
Yeah, pretty much, because what it does, see, I've got a small truck, and I have to haul one piece at a time. I take it, and I unload it, and come back, and I take it. The day's done gone.
Mm-hmm.
I've wasted $750. Where I could go one trip, unload, start working, and work from dark. And
okay.
It just make a world of difference, you know what I mean?
Sure, I gotcha.
I've been lost one day. Today, I've lost one day because I had to make two trips to Crossville, and that's shot. So.
Well, you know, you called the right place, man. I'd love to help you out here. Want to get you making money again. Have you looked into other options for financing? Like, have you gone to your local bank or?
Yeah, I went to a place out of California, and I got approved for it, but she don't want to go but 48 months, and it's going to be like $1,000 a month, and I really don't need that right now. I don't want to be smothered. You know what I mean?
Sure. What's a good monthly budget that you want? What have you budgeted for monthly?
If I could get it like $500-$600 or $650 a month, I'd be happy. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I said, can you not go out 60 months on that? At least 60.
Okay. Just out of curiosity.
I don't care to pay a little interest, you know?
Yeah, right.
And if I make extra money, I'll make two payments. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And you can always pay it back early, too.
Yeah, I've been around the block too many times, and I know what it takes, and I'm not going to get in a position where I've seen my buddies do that and lose their shirt tail. I'm not going to do that.
Sure, and I have many, many business owners that I work with that I do that for. So, yeah, Yeah. Let me see here. What was I going to say? Who did you get approved by? Do you remember the company name?
It's some finance company that deals in tractor trailers and all that stuff. That's all they deal in is trucks. And I can't even think of their name.
Okay, that's fine.
I can't, I always have to look and see. But anyway, last Sunday I lost my girlfriend, aneurysm busted in her brain, and she's no longer with me, so I'm having a rough time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been, seemed like one thing after another here lately.
Sorry to hear that, man. Well, hopefully I can make your day.
I can't quit. I gotta stay busy. I just can't quit.
Yeah, I got you, man. I understand. And sorry to hear that about your girlfriend, but hopefully I can make your day, and hopefully I can get you on your feet and making some money for you, man. Now, do you have a plan B? Like, let's say this doesn't go through. Do you have other options?
Not at this moment. No. Well, I've got a little truck that I can move, but, I mean, you know, it just takes some long time.
Yeah, back to where you started.
My truck ain't big enough, is the bottom line.
I gotcha.
My
little
250 Ford gas burner's not big enough to haul that equipment around. It's not made for it.
Okay. I got you, man. Yeah, let's get you that truck, man.
And I wanted to trade my truck for a dually, but you know how them dealerships are. They ain't going to give you nothing for your truck, and I'm not giving it away, and I'm not having to pay the difference to let somebody else make $20,000 off of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
They just ain't going to give you nothing. If you buy one, you better hang on to it.
What kind of truck is this? I know you said it's...
It's a 750 Ford truck. It's a 99. Well, it's a 2000 model 750 Ford. It's got 46,000 miles on it. That's all it's got on it.
Okay.
That's hard to believe, but.
Yeah, that's pretty outstanding.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
All right. Cool. I know you need this. You know this pretty fast here. Let's get the ball rolling on here. Let's see what we can get for you. Just like, how would you rate your credit? Is it
my
good, bad?
My score was 675 until they run it the other day, and I'm sure it's dropped it some.
Okay.
It was more than that, but I bought a lawnmower last year, and I had to mow yards.
Okay. You don't have any other loans out, do you?
Loans?
Yeah, like capital loans or anything?
No, I've got a truck I'm paying for, and I got a Mini X and skid steer I'm paying for, and that's pretty much it.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, 675. And what were your sales like last year?
Last year wasn't a good year.
Okay. Just rough estimate. It's okay if you were down.
I'm going to say 50, in the 50s.
Okay. And you're
going to be more than that.
Okay, do you know what you're on track for this year for that?
No, I hadn't done my taxes yet.
Okay, no worries.
That was last year. It was a bad year because I got divorced 2 years, three years ago.
So, what we can do here is...
I didn't do much.
What's up?
See, I had sold everything. And when I got rid of everything, she left, took it all with her.
Mm.
Well, I started looking for some jobs and couldn't find nothing, so I found one, and I started working for them, and that didn't last. Started working for another one, and that didn't last. They ran out of work. Last 2 years has been tough on everybody.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well...
But
let me,
it seems like things are picking up again. Building's picking up, so.
Anyway, there you go, man. At least it's picking up. And I definitely want to do something for you. I want to build a relationship with you, and I want to get this truck for you. You know, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help you out in any way that I can,
okay.
You know, help you sleep better at night.
All right.
So this is what we can do here. I definitely have what you're looking for. Why don't we do this? Is there a good way for me to either send you some information or like just a list of things I need just to go to the next step? Like, I know you said you don't have email. Is there a better way to get you the paperwork, or can you go online or anything?
No, I don't go online. I ain't got a computer. I'm old school.
Okay. No worries. Do you have a fax machine?
No, I do not. But you can fax me some stuff, and I can pick it up. Monday.
Okay. How would I go about doing that?
All right. 949 or 423. 949-2222.
2222. Yep. Okay. You said that's a fax line, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'll do is I will fax you, like, this list. Do you have a pen and paper?
Yep.
You can write it down, too.
Okay.
That way you can just bring it with you, I guess, and then you can just fax it to me if you want.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, so this is what I'll need from you. I will need the application that I'm going to send to you.
Yep.
I will also need the your tax return, 2015 tax return.
Okay.
6 months of your most recent bank statements.
Okay.
And just the invoice of the truck and the utility bed.
Okay.
And that should be it.
Okay. I'll see if I can't get all that together.
Okay. Sounds good. And let me give you my my fax number.
Yep. Okay.
1 second. I have to look at it. I don't have that one memorized. Let me see here.
188-234-0177.
That's it.
Okay.
That's the fax number, and let me give you my direct line.
All right.
My direct line is
858-779-0932. 0932.
Yep.
And your first name is?
Steve.
Steve, okay. I'm making sure.
That's all right, yeah. And then on that fax, if you just want to put, like, attention Steve, and that'd be perfect. So, I will do that. You should get it on Monday.
Yep.
And then we'll go from there. And then I'll touch base with you. I'll give you a call back on Monday.
Okay, buddy.
All right, John. Let's do some business here, and let's get this truck for you.
All right, buddy.
All right, man. I'll be in touch.
Thanks.
If you have any questions or anything, feel free to give me a call, okay?
All right. Thank you, Steve.
All right, John. Have a good one. Have a good weekend.
All right.